Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome once again to Crown Talking Drums Radio. Hallelujah. Just thanking the Lord for another day of His goodness, another day of His grace, another day of His mercy. Hallelujah. And I just thank Him that you have decided to join in or maybe listen in on the recording. Hallelujah. I just thank God, hallelujah, that you decided to connect in this morning. Hallelujah. The second Sunday of September, which is the 11th of the year 2022. I just thank God for another opportunity, hallelujah, to share in His goodness, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, to share of who He is, to exemplify Him. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the King and His kingdom, hallelujah. And I just thank God, hallelujah, that He is using us to glorify Him for such a time as this. Yes. That is the ministry that you have joined in to listen to today. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I'm just a willing vessel, ready to be obedient to what thus saith the Lord. I hope you are too. To God be the glory. Amen. We're just going to go into prayer, a brief prayer, just thanking the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We come before you, just thanking you for another day, thanking you for another opportunity, Father. Thank you for righting any wrongs in our lives. You've given us that new mercy, hallelujah, today, and we thank you for that, where we can move forward with a clean slate. God, we thank you. Help us to keep our eyes and our minds stayed on you. Yes, you said in your word, you keep us in perfect peace when we do that, and we thank you for it, God. We give you praise and glory for what you're going to share with us on today, God, and how you're going to put it together. We just give you praise for that. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. We welcome your very presence. We thank you for this time. Hallelujah. Today. Thank you for a clear mind. Hallelujah. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Hallelujah. We just give you praise, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. In Jesus' name, we pray, we thank you, and we love you. Hallelujah. God is good. Those who have joined in, He's good. He's faithful. He's merciful. He's loving. Hallelujah. So today, that's what we're going to talk a little bit about, the unity of love. Hallelujah. God is love. Therefore, as His believers and His saints, we are love as well. Yes. Why are we love? Because His love is on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And I just thank you this morning that you joined in to hear what He wants to encourage us about with the unity of His love. Amen. So our scripture this morning is starting out in the book of Matthew, and I'm going to read in the 16th chapter. I'm going to read the 13th through the 19th verses. And of course, this is Matthew's recording of Jesus talking, asking questions. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ," hallelujah, "the Son of the living God." Amen. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock," hallelujah, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. To God be the glory for the reading of his word. I just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. As Jesus asked the disciples the questions. Hallelujah. That second question. Whom do you say that I am? Hallelujah. It was revealed to Peter. Hallelujah. By the Spirit of the living God who Jesus was. But he commanded them even to go forth and don't even let them, let the others know who he was. Hallelujah. Wonder why he did that. My God. But that's not what we're going to talk. We're going to talk about that. But then I want to ask you a question. I want to ask me a question. Who do men say that you are? Who do men say that I am? You know, you hear people talk about, oh, I don't care what people say about me. You get to that point in the back of your mind, but it's not that you care, but you should have some kind of concern as a representation of God. We represent Jesus Christ. We are his representatives. So we should care, have a concern of what men and people are saying about us, but we don't get caught up in that. There's a difference. Amen. Sometimes you can get caught up in what people think, and you become a man pleaser, or you want to satisfy man or woman, but it's not about that. It's about doing what the King of Kings would have us to do. It's about living that lifestyle, hallelujah, that he called us to live. Hey, and what he says about us, that's what matters. So we're representing him. So what are men and women, what are they saying about what we're representing? Amen. That's important. That's important. Amen. Even earlier in the book of Matthew, as it was brought out, Jesus brought out very familiar passage of scripture in that fifth chapter. I want to tell you and encourage you who you are and what men should be saying about you. Amen. I'm encouraging myself. Remind myself over and over who I am. Hallelujah. I have to do that to stay grounded, to stay focused. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Matthew 5, very familiar passage of scripture. I know to most of us, maybe some of us may not be familiar, but you're going to be familiar today. St. Matthew, the fifth chapter, the 13th through the 16th verses. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Is it thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men? You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Therefore, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We're the salt of the earth, men and women of God. That's who we are. Hallelujah. What kind of flavor are we producing? You know, salt is a preserver. Hallelujah. It keeps. That's why when you buy things in groceries and things in cans, they have preservatives in it. They have salt in it. It has so much sodium in it. That's what helps to keep it. Amen. But we put that stuff in our body, sometimes too much of it in our body, that can bring harm to our body. But salt is a preserver. And that's what we have been placed on this earth to do, to preserve the earth, to do what God has called us to do, hallelujah, to produce here, to multiply here, to set up the kingdom of God here. We talked about that a little bit last week, amen. It's so much in God's word about the unity of the love, and this is leading up to that, amen. But first and foremost, we have to remember who we are. We are the salt of the earth. We can't lose our flavor, our savor. If salt brings flavor to food as well, amen. I'm not a salt-eating person, but every now and again, I have to put a little bit of salt on something every now and again, just to give it a little bit of extra flavor. Amen. That's what we are doing on this earth, bringing flavor. Hallelujah. What kind of flavor should we be bringing forth? Amen. If we're not bringing forth any flavor, any salt or flavor of the Most High God, we might as well just stop, turn around, and go back. God doesn't want, he has need of us for such a time as this, in this season, in every season. We know in this earthly realm, hallelujah, in this world that we live in, there's four seasons. Amen. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. And we are entering into the fall season. Some calendars say fall has already begun. Amen. We see the weather changing. We can feel it. We can sense it into the atmosphere. But we thank God for that. But it doesn't matter what season of life we are in the natural, in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what season we're in. We are still to be the salt of the earth. Amen. And bring forth that good flavor. Hallelujah. Of Jesus Christ. Then it says, you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. A city that's set on a hill and you can't be hid. When we walk into a room, the atmosphere should, and it's much a mess going on, the atmosphere should shift. Hallelujah. Because we're carrying the glory of God himself, the life giver, the illuminator. Hallelujah. I thank God. He's the illuminator in my life. I pray he's the illuminator in your life. He's leading you. He's guiding you. And you're giving him that free access to do. Hallelujah. To do that. You're not leading and guiding yourself. We have to get to the point in our life, hallelujah, where we want him to completely take over. Make him Lord over every area of our life. Amen. I want him to be Lord over every area of my life. Amen. And none of us are perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. None of us have arrived. We won't arrive until we hear. I'm looking to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm living to hear that. I hope you are too. Amen. We are the light. So you don't put a light under a bush of a hiding. That bush will burn, start burning up, or the bush is thick enough, it'll put that little light out in that candle. We are a light set on a hill, illuminating Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't even have to say a word. Hallelujah. I thank God I experienced that yesterday. I went to Walmart just to pick up a few items. And as I was coming out the door, this lady said, she just kept looking at me. She said, I don't know what it is about you. She said, but you just kept catching my attention. I said, well, praise God. I said, thank God for that. No, I didn't say that yet. I didn't say that yet. And she said, I think it's God. That's what she said. And I said, praise God. That's who it is. I'm glad she saw the glory of God on me. Hallelujah. I give all that glory to him. Amen. When we go about our day, we don't have to say a word. A lot of times, people can see a difference. We're just representing who we serve. Amen. Thank God that he allows us the opportunity, hallelujah, to be that salt and that light. That's who we are, because we belong to him. Then that scripture, that 16th verse says, let your light. You don't have to make your light shine. Let it shine. What's in you will just protrude forth. Amen. It will just be evidence, amen, of who you represent. I thank God for that. We represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One other thing the Lord has given me, and I just broke down some things, and I didn't know how he was going to bring it out. Never do. Hallelujah. I just give what he gives, and then he lets it come forth. And I just thank him for that. He said, when he talks about unity, my God, the unity, kenosis. I couldn't even pronounce the Hebrew, the Greek word, the Hebrew word for it. I couldn't figure out how to say it. It started with an A. But kenosis is the Greek word, hallelujah, for unity. Oneness, that's what unity is. Coming together, that's what unity is. Amen. And sadly, today, there's a lot of division among us as believers. That's what's sad. Some of us don't even realize how important it is to the heart of God, unity. We don't realize that. So we have to do as much as we can in the body of Christ, in the greater body of Christ. As I get older in the things of God, as I'm continuing to learn, and you never stop learning. Because guess what? I just said it. We haven't arrived. You're still learning in the things of God, growing more and more. Hallelujah. Going from one level to the next. And I thank God for that. He's continuing to grow. That's just like a baby when they come into this world. Amen. They don't stay that baby. They grow up. They're getting nurtured. They're getting fed. And they're growing up. Hallelujah. That's the same way it is in our spiritual walk. We shouldn't be at the same point in our spiritual walk with God this time last year, today. We should be further advanced. Amen. But what does that take? It takes spending time with our Heavenly Father. How does that bring unity? Spending time with our Heavenly Father in His Word, in His presence. Hallelujah. It takes that. It takes that. That's the only way we're going to be able to be that salt and that light. That's the only way people are going to be able to recognize who men say you are. Just like that woman yesterday, she knew who I represented, and I didn't have to say a word to her. I was just there. I was just in her presence. But it was the presence of the Lord that was in her presence. To God be the glory. Amen. And we probably can look back in situations in our lives and see where people recognize. And we didn't even have to open up our mouth. We didn't have to say, Jesus, hallelujah. But there are times that come when we do have to talk about Jesus. Amen. But the older I get, that's how much I realize how unity is a part of God's heart. It's His heartbeat. He wants us to come together. Even the last words He shared in John 17, it was like it was called the high priestly prayer. He prayed that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. We have to come together, saints. We have to. You heard this message right here. Jesus declared it in John. He prayed it. If I'm one with you, Father, we got to pray that our people, the disciples and the rest of this world, as believers, once you become a believer, come together, hallelujah, as one, so that the world can see, hallelujah, that you sent Jesus. That's the only way they're going to be able to see it. But we're so busy bickering and fighting and going back and forth with one another. My God, Lord have mercy. We might have differences of opinion, but yet and still, that shouldn't be a focus over, hallelujah, how we believe. When we walk in dissension or disagreement with other beliefs, it grieves God's heart. When we walk in, hallelujah, disarray with one another, His heart is grieving. God loves us so much. Hallelujah. He wants us to come together in unity. It doesn't matter what's happening. He makes it easy for us to forgive. And I've been in some situations where I could have held some grudges. I could have held some grudges. But the love of God won't let me do that. It never has. It never will. I remember a situation years ago when a lady on my job, I didn't understand. She was a believer. I was a believer. And all of a sudden, she just stopped talking to me. I couldn't figure that thing out. I said, what is wrong? I had gotten a new job. I was putting in for jobs to move because that job was hurting my hands and carpal tunnel. I could feel was trying to set in my wrist, and I was praying and anointing my hands and running that job, hallelujah, to the glory of God. But I said, God, you got to open up a door to get me out this job. A door opened up, and I went to a new line that they were going to start up. I was on first shift. I went back to third shift just to get off that job. Well, when I left, I couldn't understand what was wrong. And I said, is there something I've done to you, sister? I said, I shared this very scripture with her. I said, we are the salt and light of this world, salt of the earth, the light of the world. I said, and you not even talking to me. What have I done to you? Did I do something that hurt you? She said, no, you haven't. She still wouldn't explain. God opened that door. I left and went to that job on third shift. As I was scheduled to leave, and we went in, and they didn't have all the tooling and everything. So they said, well, everybody who had come from to run the line, go back to your job. I had to go back to that job. That was God, though. When I went back, hallelujah, my heart was grieving over that, trying to figure out what have I done to this woman. God sent me back, and she told me, she said, when you come in here, she knew some things I was going through. She said, when you come in here, you're always smiling. She said, that just bothered me. It irked me. How can she keep smiling? She's going through this. And she shared some of her story with me. I shared with her. And she said, I'm going through some similar things. She said, but I just can't do that. What is it that you, she said, that just irked me. I said, well, you know what? I thank God he sent me back, because it irked me that me and you were believers supposed to be in the unity of the faith, and you wasn't saying nothing. God worked that thing out. And as soon as we did, and we were talking again, hallelujah, and I just shared with her some scriptures and different things and how God helped me, and I can't focus on that. I got to keep my mind on him and just talk to her that way. God worked that thing out, and it was the next week. I took another week, and I was gone on to the third shift. But I thank God he orchestrated that. Just because of how I feel, I guess, of how I am towards him and his love. But unity is what we're talking about as believers, the unity of love. And that love is God's love that we're representing. And I realize sometimes it's not possible. We have to realize that. Sometimes the person that won't let you be in unity with them, you got those situations. They won't let you, but you know, the scripture also tells us, with all that's within you, to live peaceably with all men. You have peace within yourself about the matter, whether they allow you to or not. You have peace within yourself. That's all that matters. Don't lose no sleep over it. Hallelujah. Like my husband used to say, don't waste no brain cells on that. I say that a lot now. I ain't wasting no brain cells on that. That's in God's hands. I don't have time to even be thinking about that. It's God's got it. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Wasting no brain cells on that. Don't give it no thought. Because God has already, he's taking care of it even now. So we got to do everything we can do in the spirit to be at peace with all men. Amen. Even Paul told us to avoid useless arguments that lead to nothing but division. Concentrate on things that we can do to build one another up. Paul tells us that in 2 Timothy. That's what we have to do, believers of the Most High God. We have to do what we can do to build one another up. Sometimes when it comes to doctrine, you know, one person might believe in the water submersion. Somebody else might believe in sprinkling of water. But should you be upset about that? Because they come from their background, the way they was raised, or they think sprinkling of water. I believe in water baptism myself. But somebody else might believe you, it don't take that. I just go with what I believe the scripture says and what Jesus' example was. If it gets to that point in the discussion, we'll discuss it in love, but I'm not going to argue with you about that. That's trivial. Amen. If you have Jesus and I have Jesus, that's all that matters. Amen. We're not going to make no big ado about it. Amen. And I just thank God for that. Another scripture he given me was in Psalms, very familiar passage. Psalm 133. Yes. How beautiful. How pleasant. Behold, how beautiful. How good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. He was a leader. Amen. Hallelujah. Ran down his beard to the skirts of his garment. Hallelujah. Unity is an anointing. Amen. And God expects that. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. If God's going to command a blessing in unity, what does that tell us, people of God? We must walk in unity. Whatever lies within us, with all that's possible, hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to go to the person that done you wrong. I know I've done that many times in this walk, in this journey. You have to humble yourself. That's what the scripture tells us. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We're just doing his word. Hallelujah. That's part of being that light, that representation. Hallelujah. The salt of the earth. Hallelujah. That's how we represent him. And that's how we represent him well. In all our flaws, in all our perfections, we still can represent him well. Amen. That's what he expects of us. Hallelujah. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. It's good. It's pleasant. Hallelujah. God commands his blessing in unity to come upon us. How many of you need God's blessing? I think we all do. I know I do. I need his blessing. Blessing of life, strength, health, prosperity, even in wealth. Hallelujah. So we can be the blessing that he's called us to be. Amen. He commands the blessing to come on us, that we can be the blessing. Amen. He tells us that in the scriptures too. I just thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Helping us, keeping us, teaching us, leading us, guiding us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. Hallelujah. I just thank him. So I want to just encourage you to walk in the unity of the love of God. Walk in his love. When you do, you'll experience Jesus, hallelujah, his presence in your life in a greater way, hallelujah, because the Bible declares that God is love. And he that loves God, loves no God. That's in the scripture too. See, that's in 1 John. Yes, God is love, and he that loves knows God. Hallelujah. People can see the love and can't even understand what it is. A lot of the unbelievers, they know what you stand for. Hallelujah. You stand for God, the true and living God. El Elyon, hallelujah. Our most high God, the almighty God, hallelujah. That's who we serve. And he's almighty. He loves us so much. He keeps giving us instruction. He keeps encouraging us how to walk this walk, how to talk this talk, how to live this life in him, through him, with the help of the Holy Spirit. He's our power source. He's our lead, our guide, hallelujah, our comforter, hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through right now, what you're dealing with right now. He is the source of it all. You don't need a man or a woman to validate you. God is our validator, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And I want to close out with that Psalms 34, hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord. Not sometimes, but at all times. Hallelujah. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That's unity, saints. That's unity, believers of God. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute the lines. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your God. You alone are worthy. We magnify you. We exalt you. We bless you at all times. Open up your mouth and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're praising him in unity. Hallelujah. On one accord. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord will come down. The blessing of the Lord will get into your situations, into your circumstance. Praise him like never before. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to you, Most High God. Magnify you. We lift you up. We stand together as unified believers. Hallelujah. Praising and serving the same God. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with you. Let us magnify. Let us exalt his name together. Together. Together is one on one accord. I just thank God for the unity of love. Hallelujah. And concerned about us, he wants us to know about that just a little bit more. Hallelujah. If you have any comments, any questions, hallelujah, pertaining to the message, hallelujah, your lines are unmuted, hallelujah, if you have a prayer request, I'll be more than happy to close out with your prayer request, because we're going to close out in prayer anyway. The lines are open. Comments, questions, or prayer requests. Thank you, Father. Okay. Well, we thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. We're just going to go into a closing prayer. Father God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for continuing to train us to walk in the unity with one another, with others. God, we thank you. You're training us even now. You never stop training. You never stop teaching. We never stop learning. Hallelujah. I love to learn, God. Help us as your people love to learn. Help us to avoid foolish arguments and be quick to forgive. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. We understand even now, after today, hallelujah, that this unity, being off of one accord, grieves your heart. I ask you, Father, to give us the grace that we need to live in peace with all your children as much as possible. Hallelujah. Even when it's difficult for us, oh God, in this natural realm, help us. Hallelujah. With the help of your Holy Spirit, the greater one is on the inside of us. Now, as we go about the remainder of this day, Father, we ask that you go forth before us, prepare the way, make every crooked path straight, smooth out every rough edge, God. You know what we're all dealing with right now. God, we ask for your safety on the road, whatever mode and method of transportation we use, God. We thank you for covering us, oh God, keeping us safe in all our ways. And we thank you for that. As we go to different services or whatever's going to take place today, God, we go with the expectation of hearing from you. And we thank you, Lord God. We go in great expectation because we serve a God that always delivers. And he delivers right on time. Father, if there's any unspoken request that we have that we're coming to you with in our secret closet, we thank you as we come to you in secret. You're going to reward us in the wide open. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray,
We thank you and we love you for this opportunity. Saints of God, as you go forth, go in God's peace, his love, and his joy. Hallelujah. Shalom unto you. Enjoy the rest of this day and the rest of your journey in Christ.